Planet Earth has entered a rapid healing cycle, and this is uniquely important. As I have been telling you here in Psychopalm Stories, in particular during Saga of Earth episodes, planet Earth got hurt, and so did the people who lived here. And for quite some time, we have lived under a veil, an energy veil that has oppressed us from seeing the magic of the planet as well as our own selves. And the reason why I am a psychopomp, and the reason why I take care of the planet Earth, is that I don't believe that that's how we are meant to live. And in fact, I understand that it is supposed to be more than this. We are sacred beings who are born with an internal connection to Creator. We're living on planet Earth, which is the most important, valuable place in all of the universe, which is why so many beings have spent so much time focusing their energy trying to harvest it and us, because we live here. As we have been making our way through this last season since September, we've had a couple of eclipses. We've also had a lot of powerful gates closing, some of that were holding energy in place on this planet and in this universe that were keeping us in a particular resonance band. And guess what? After many lifetimes and many cycles of ceremony, cooperation from beings, people, trees, the water, Creator, the elements, we're now at this place where the lie that was human existence is being exposed for what it is. And the inner spark of alignment to Creator, the inner spark of efficacy, the inner spark of your own spiritual power is being lit. And this is just a little message about what's coming up in the next few months, and an encouragement to be part of it. Hello, my name is Katie Indie Crow. I am an earth-walking, soul-talking crow person. In other words, a psychopomp. This podcast is a collection of my best stories earned whilst out on the road, taking care of the planet and guiding the souls who live here. Come on in. Here's some of my psychopomp stories. Hello and welcome back to Psychopomp Stories. It's me, Katie Indie Crow, and I have been absentee from this podcast for a few months. And now you're going to hear why as part of this conversation about this powerful season and how to tune into it. The cool thing about these stories is that they are related to really what's happening in real time. Although some of them might bring you back to something that occurred 2,500 years ago, one of the big points that I've been trying to make here is that energy overlays, and the Earth and us, the human energy archetype, carry stories within us. And those stories have to do with the things that we as people or our kin groups or our species have been through, as well as things that have happened in particular times or places. And, you know, planet Earth has been going through a transformation for a decade now, or longer. And this transformation has really been about taking the things that were remaining in our energy archetypes and in our landscapes that were holding us back and intentionally going within and healing them. And so there are a lot of people who are part of this audience who recognize themselves as part of that act and process, perhaps by being people who are doing ceremony to help heal the earth. And perhaps it's because they recognize that they're the black sheep of their families, or the people who are in their families to shift generational trauma and to do things differently in this lifetime. And what has wound up happening is that, yeah, we've been really successful in that effort, and we've made it to the part of the cosmic story where the age of Aquarius is unfolding. So what is the age of Aquarius? Is it just some hippie thing that was created in the 1970s? No. The Earth's journey can be understood according to the planetary alignments that are dominant in any given moment that we are existing. And the reason why people like me who take care of the planet live according to astrology is that a calendar is just a calendar, and the Gregorian calendar is just something that was imposed upon us that doesn't have any real bearing other than what we give it. The true order of the cosmos is the order of creation, and the order of creation is expressed to us through the planets, through the location of our planets, and through what is going on in our interactions with stars, asteroids, meteors, the sun, the moon at any given point in time. And so as we have been working our way through the cycles of the seasons, you know, the age of Aquarius is really just a measurement of where we're positioned. So you could look at it like a decade. And so in previous decades or previous astrological ages, we have been working on healing the wounds and the damage that has been done to the human energy archetype by people like Baal Moloch and those who worship them, by nefarious entities and energies who pretended to be human and manipulated them to do really bad things, as well as by just selfish, greedy, terrible humans who have done selfish, greedy, terrible things, including, you know, just like the wanton murder of people or the manipulation of the land and the stealing of resources and things like, you know, the creation of great poverty when we are living in a place there's plenty for everyone and that's how Creator made it. These are all things that, you know, we have had to heal from. And these are also all things that have happened in the past. And so as we're working our way through our journey, guess what? Again, as we moving into Aquarius, which is what we've been doing for the last year, and what is happening even more in the next couple of months as our planets all move into Aquarius, is that we're pinging the tones of the done, completed work. We are pinging the tones of freedom. We are pinging the tones of the higher harmonic universal experience into the human energy collective. And again, for some people, that sounds like New Age gobbledygook. For a metaphysician, this is the best part. This is how the universe works. It communicates by frequency. And so we are making a frequency shift. And have we made them before recently? Yes. Are we going to make more? Absolutely. Because this is part of the evolution of the planet, as well as evolution of humanity as a species. So for the last few months, since you've really heard from me, I have been working diligently in ceremony with planet Earth and Creator and the human energy collective to do my job in bringing in the freshness, bringing in the new codes, aligning our Earth to the proper cosmic frequencies so that this particular vibration shift can occur. This has included things like going to New York, going to DC, visiting the Epstein Mansion, battling demons in the astrals in the other realms. And if you're part of my membership community, you've been hearing all about it. You will be hearing more about all of the above in future episodes for season 2 when I get to making that, which will be soon. But it has also included things like having the most joyful experiences that I've had in the last few years, and knowing that that standard of energy, that freshness, that clarity, the untainted experience that is the truth of this universe is in its way making itself more known to humans who are willing to connect to it. And one of the main ways that it's about to do that, which is why I wanted to come here today and talk about all of this, is solstice, solar maximum, some eclipses that are coming up, which are all gifts of Creator as part of the voice of this universe and the healing process that are here for us to align with, to make personal growth and change with. Now, of course, I'll be out on the road doing my thing, working on this with the planet, but this isn't just about what happens with the planet. This is also about free will. This is also about quality of life, transformation, and like personal enjoyment and realization of the spark within. Because guess what? It's about to get lit. So this is where astrology, astronomy, and our personal connection to it all comes into play. As we are moving our way through our life's journey, four important signposts each cycle really exists. So those are solstices and equinoxes. And so you will always hear me talking about solstices and equinoxes, and you will notice that pretty reliably I am absent at equinox and present at solstice. And the reason why that is because these are moments where not only does the planet require tending to, and it's part of how we maintain the safety and the health of Earth and wake it up, heal it from what it has to go through, because basically you heal the Earth like you heal a person. Earth is sentient, Earth has feelings, and there's a process to releasing the things that Earth has endured, which have been very painful. And so as that's happening, people also have the opportunity to make their little signposts and touch posts of the journey of transformation into the higher harmonic version of themselves. The ideal path of the human is that we are on a gradual getting to know you process with our soul and creator and the sacred nature of Earth from the moment that we are born. This is something that is meant to be part of all of us. And one of the ways that we know that that's been treated as such throughout the story of humanity is by looking at archaeological sites and their alignments to solstices and equinoxes, and by looking at ongoing cultural practices that continue to tie people to this. As a psychopomp and spiritual practitioner, I can tell you it's not all just silly stories or people are making things up so that they have something to believe in. All of these alignments that are celebrated and the reasons why there are such clear connection to them is because people know that you hear creator during these moments. People know that you are able to make transformations of the soul in these moments. One of my favorite sites that are connected to solstice, this solstice, December 1, is Newgrange in Ireland. So Newgrange is basically like this big earthwork thing that you can go into. And when you go into it, there is a cavern and there's a cavey-like thing. And so when you are in the cavern, if you are present within a number of days before or after December 21st solstice at sunrise, what happens is if you're standing within that particular sacred ceremonial part of the structure, the sun comes in as it's rising and it illuminates the structure, at least if it's not a cloudy day. And when you are in there during that illumination, what that represents, not only is it that you as a person, your soul is being illuminated, you are being blessed with a connection to creator, but it's also that that particular site and its calibration to that energy and its ability to anchor the frequency of knowledge, the frequency of creator, the frequency of God in it for the land was also being recharged and reconnected. And so one of the reasons why the power of solstice and equinox continues on, even though some people don't realize that's what's powering all of these, is that it really truly is just the rhythm and the nature of our universe and of our connection to creator. And so on this particular solstice, as well as the next equinox, as well as probably also the next solstice, we have something special going on. We have doubled the sun power, and that is because we are making our way rapidly to solar maximum for solar cycle 25. Although it was predicted to happen originally at some point in 2025, that prediction has been adjusted to January-ish peak 2024. And by all indications, we're probably moving in that direction because, as people may have noticed, we've had an uptake in C's and M flares. And of course, we have very recently just had the most powerful X flare that we've had since 2017. And so if you've been feeling yourself feeling more connected, if you've been feeling yourself feeling more inspired, part of what is happening is that you are feeling the energy of the sun and its transformative power, spiritually speaking, as it connects to the earth. Now, that is a topic that I have a lot to say on that I'm not going to be able to get out in this particular podcast. I'm probably going to address it most at... Oh, you know what? I'm probably going to address it here, so I'll just come back. And I'll say, if you want to hear more about that topic, listen in further. Subscribe to this page. I will probably talk about the sun more because the astrology of it all and the solar and planetary connections are important to how the earth heals, how the earth functions, and how we as humans even exist. And so back to the conversation about solstice and the human healing journey that we are on. So these next three, solstice, equinox, and solstice, I predict are going to be extremely powerful. But for today, I'm talking most specifically about the one happening now in December and the one that's coming up in March. And also, like, just leading into early April, we have a series of planetary alignments that demonstrate a mass wave of awakening of the inner energy potential. So for some people, that's waking up to the fact that they are sacred. For some people, it's waking up to the fact that they have a soul. But to some people, it's new and deep, more clear, pure connections with all that is, including the universe and planet Earth. And this is special for people who are continuing to carry a lot of programming that is relating them to the old system, the net, the veil. This can feel liberating, but this can also feel terrible, because guess what? One of the things about being plugged into a system is that you become regulated to it and by it and through it, and you become comfortable in it. And when things like solar maximum come, when things like alignments like the ones coming up at solstice with Vesta come, there is a part of people that gets intrinsically uncomfortable if they're in that state. In fact, there's a part of people who sometimes just outright resist connecting to themselves. They resist connecting to the energy. And they view all of this as something that is painful and terrible and bad. And maybe those people who are still carrying around a lot of stagnant energy also have the physical experience of getting migraines, feeling really physically sore, getting really achy and having a hard time sleeping or waking up, one of the two, not able to find any sense of comfort. You know, a lot of this can feel like overwhelming and a lot. And there are people, souls, who actively choose to try to stay in the comfortable realm or dimension. I talked about that in a very early episode of Psycho Palm Stories called When People Resist Their Own Souls. So if you want more on that topic, check it out. The real reason I wanted to come on here was just to say hello, to let you know that this is coming, and to encourage you to do things in your life that are going to support you in connecting to all of this, because it's going to be transformational. It's going to be amazing. And part of being happy on Earth, part of being blessed with the miracle, is to realize that you are part of it. If one were so inclined, how would they make the most out of the incoming energetic potential? Well, making yourself aware of it like you are right here is a good way to do it. This is a powerful thing that is going to show up in all kinds of different ways that may not be so obvious. That heightened emotion, that exciting opportunity that also scares the crap out of you a little bit, the push to do something, but then the resistance that you feel to it. These are all ways that we meet energy and its transformative potential in our life. And so continuing to make yourself aware of how these things are playing out and asking yourself, you know, is this an opportunity to really change my life, to bring in that higher harmonic potential? Is this the opportunity to see and experience my wildest dreams? And if the answer is yes, then stop holding yourself back and going for it. Go for it. One of the other ways, and the main way that I always work energy and encourage everyone to, is to begin setting intentions right now. And to do it not just now because it's solstice, or not just at the 1st of January because it's New Year's, but to do it and to commit to calling that energy into your life at least about once a week. I have put together an awesome little energy package that comes with an awesome energy alignment and intention setting guided meditative practice that I'm going to link here, that is available at my school, which is now reopened, Indie Crow Academy. So this is something that you can bring on into your life that will guide you specifically through the power of the season, different days to connect on it, different ways to connect to it, and different ways that you can work with metaphysics to craft an awesome life. One of the key themes of this season is being raised by Vesta. Vesta is a planet that is in alignment right today, going retrograde into Gemini, woo woo, that represents the inner spark, the primal inner creator that exists in all of us, that connects us to the heart of our creator, the heart of the planet, and the heart of our ability to craft our own journey. The veil has kept so many people in cycles of repetition and cycles of disempowerment. And the little package I put together is all about connecting to you, connecting to your flame, connecting to your strength, connecting to the heart of universal love, and working with that as a place to build and grow. As I begin wrapping this up, I want to say two things. First, I am in the process of getting back to creating another season of Psychobomb Stories. A lot has finished concluding in terms of some of the stories I was telling you about in season one, particularly the ones about the Baltimore priest pedophile ring. And so I want to finish telling that story before I get into season two. So look forward to that. I'm going to be talking a lot more about the specifics of energy transformation and potential at my other podcast, Crow Medicine Spirituality for the 21st Century. So if you want to tune in on more of the metaphysical stuff and less, like, I mean, stay for the stories, but if you want more metaphysics, come on over there, because I will be doing that. I also wanted to wrap up with the most important thing, which is gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for making what was initially an experiment turn into a beautiful project. I have been putting a lot of heart and thought into how I'm going to organize season two, because I have a lot of stories that I'm interested in bringing them forward to you. And I want us to have fun, and I want us to be excited and to learn about the power of Earth and the magnificence that it is to be a human here. Because ultimately, the root of all of this is I love planet Earth. I love sharing information about it, and I love talking to all of you. You are a beautiful audience. And the membership community, you most especially, thank you so much for what you have put behind these stories in this past year. I will be back with more of my Psychobomb stories soon. Your friend, Katie IndyCrow.